of every month. It's hosted by Gateway IT instructor Christine Lazaro and Gateway IT graduate Dave Snedeker.
Hello and welcome to Technology Matters. I am Troy McDonald filling in for Christine Lazaro. She was feeling ill, so if you're listening, get well soon. On Wednesday, Apple unveiled its newest wares to the world, newest gadgets. Gadgets, I like that word. we saw new models of the Apple Watch. We saw a new set-top box, Apple TV. We saw the newest iPhones, iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus, get introduced to the world. And we saw the gigantic iPad Pro Professional. I guess that's what that means, professional. What else could it mean? Pro enamel? I think that's like a toothpaste. So yeah, we're going to be covering all of that today on this edition and probably some other ramblings on this edition of Technology Matters. And also, if you have to go this morning and you're in a rush, you can always go back to WGTD.org and listen to this show. They are archived. Usually, I do it too. So by the way, I'm hosting the show, but I also archive the show. So I'm pulling double duty. I'll usually get them done on Monday. So when I come back in, so check back Monday if you want to listen to this full show and you couldn't, stay tuned. You should stay tuned, but if you can't, it will be archived on WGTD.org. So Apple hosted their event this past Wednesday, September 9th. This is an annual event. Every year they host this big conference where they announce the newest gadgets. And this year was big. They rented out a whole arena. They took, blocked everything off, and a lot of people were expecting some major news, and I'm not sure if we got that or not. The biggest takeaway from this event is not necessarily the products themselves, which we'll break down in a second. The biggest takeaway is that this is not Steve Jobs' company anymore. This is not the Apple with the Steve Jobs ethos at its core. This company has moved on. This company has progressed, I think that's it, backwards, depending on how you see it. But this is definitely not the company that Steve Jobs helped build and then rescue with devices like the iPad and iPhone all those years ago. Nothing was a surprise. If you're an internet person and you follow things online and you go to websites like my favorite, The Verge, or others, their leaks about the products came out months ahead of time. Months, almost as soon as last year's phone came out. Rumors about this year's phone came out. Nothing was a surprise. The presentation was lackluster. I'd rather watch Andre the Giant try to walk the length of a football field, which would probably take a lot of time. For those of you who don't know who Andre is, he died in 1993. But Andre the Giant was a 500-pound, almost 7-foot-something wrestler, 7-foot-1, 7-foot-2 wrestler, 500-plus pounds, who was a wrestler in the World Wrestling Federation, now known as WWE. I'd rather watch him try to walk the entire length of a football field than watch this Apple presentation. It was terrible. The people have no personality. They're boring. They need training. My job for the next 30 minutes is to grab your attention, so that you don't tune that dial, and if you do, you'll regret it. Because you don't know what I'm going to say next. That's the whole appeal. That's the whole appeal. That's why we're in radio. And I have a text message on my iPhone. Give me a second here. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Wouldn't that be bogus if I answered a text message on air? Oh, my goodness. That'd be terrible. Let's see if I can. It's about Lake Geneva. Well, that will wait. That will wait. No, but the presentation, that's the problem with millennials, by the way. We get distracted so easily. But no, the presentation, lackluster. You've got to grab people. It sucks for them that they're trying to present when Steve Jobs was the ultimate presenter. When he unveiled the products, you cared. You gave a damn about the products because he loved them, and you could tell that he loved the products. These guys, I mean, they might as well have been, you know, selling paint, you know, or selling rocks. Remember the pet rock in the 70s? I know some of you do. Terrible. Terrible. And your kid probably wanted one, too, or your grandkid. And you had to explain to them why buying a actual rock made no sense. The presentation, lackluster, but, you know, it shows that this is not Steve Jobs' company. They're giving more people chances to go up on that stage, right? They're giving them more chances to present, to have their stage time, which Steve wouldn't do. He hogged the whole damn show. You know, that was his MO. It's kind of like a country that came out of oppressive rule, right? Like a country that was so in hard times. And then that leader is gone for whatever reason. And they're just trying to figure it out and give more people chances and more people whatever. That's what this is like. Apple is really trying to figure it out without Steve Jobs. And now they've abandoned the core of what he stood for. Don't let the press leak your information and make innovative products. Make innovative products. Which leads to product number one and the most important product, which goes on pre-order today. Actually, I'm pretty sure you know someone in your life who's going out and pre-ordering the iPhone. You know, whether it's your kid, your grandkid, you. Oh, goodness, I almost burped on air. I'm not editing that out either. I'm really not, because I want you to hear me burp. And it's my 30 minutes, so I get to do what I think is entertaining. And you never saw that coming. But now I can't do that again because you've seen it. iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus were announced. They go on pre-order today. You probably know someone who's in line or pre-ordering the device. A few new features. It has a really cool feature called 3D Touch, which allows you, instead of going into an application like Facebook, you can just touch Facebook and be able to write a message or post a picture from there without having to fully go into it. You can scan your email to see if you like what you see or if you really want to ignore your annoying coworker or brother or sister or whoever. You can see what an email has before you kind of read it and respond. You can check the pictures in those emails. Really cool feature that really changes the game as far as their multi-touch technology goes. It adds a definite new layer. And it is a new layer. But is it groundbreaking? Does it change the game? Some people might say yes, and in a lot of ways it does. But is it worth this big hoopla and to spend another $800, $850, you know, for, and that's the middle model. The most expensive model could be upwards of $900. Is that worth it? 3D touch? I don't know. They also upped the specs of the camera. 12 megapixel camera, which is a pretty decent amount. Apple is known to have the best cameras on their smartphones, the iPhone line, the best cameras. Some say cameras, period, but yeah, for sure on a smartphone. And that with that comes the ability for 4K video. Now, if you know what 4K video is and you're listening to this program, I'm going to applaud right here in the microphone for you because A lot of people don't give a damn what 4K video is. They don't even know what it is. Some of you might not even give a damn about technology. You just are flipping the dial. And if so, stay tuned. But 4K video is a higher resolution video. It's crisper and sharper than HD, which I'm sure you see on 1080p. People see that. You know, and for a lot of people, 1080p HD is enough. How crisper, how many more color saturations or whatever can you put on a screen? I mean, HD is great. Have you seen an NFL football game lately? You probably are watching it tomorrow. I mean, it's pretty damn clear. What else could be done? But now iPhones allow you to record 4K video, which a lot of people don't even really use, watch. Maybe that will grow, but I don't know if the marketplace is asking for that. The S models are known to really just fix the regular models, right? To add a whole bunch of new features and make that model the best. So the iPhone 6, I have the iPhone 6 Plus. They're coming out with the iPhone 6S, which kind of means the upgraded version of the 6, really. And one of the biggest complaints people had, not complaints, but I mean, it made people pissed off, I'm just going to say that, is that the phone was so thin that if you put it in your pocket, you know how all these, you know, the kids today, and I don't wear them, but they have skinny jeans or whatever, they put their phone in their back pocket and they sit on it. Or they put it in their front pocket. The phone was so thin and made out of kind of sort of material that it was bending. That the phone was physically bending and the screen was cracking. So you had people going into Apple getting 3-4 new phones, you know, on warranty, thank goodness. could you imagine? $800 each time. No way. But they were going into Apple, getting a new phone because it was bending. And so this time, one of the big features is that they've redone the metal casing which the phone is in so that it's less likely to bend. You know that people are going to be testing this. People are going to try their damnedest to bend it. Apple is saying that, you know, it's going to be doggone impossible. They're using the same metal that they use in aerospace technology to protect this phone. So, you know, we'll see. You know, we'll see, you know, how it kind of shapes up. The iPhone pricing is the same as last year, but this year they're offering a little bit different variations. If you want it unlocked. And as always, you know, the iPhone 6 now has two size form factors. There's the smaller iPhone 6S, which is about 4.7 inches of the screen diagonal, and then the iPhone 6S Plus that is 5.5 inches, which for a lot of people is massive. One of my friends is a pro wrestler. His name, and he's going to hate that I'm giving him a shout out, but I'm going to. He goes by the ring name Infamous, also known as Jarrell Beal. And Russell, he's known for throwing people outside of the ring and literally breaking their bones and smashing them with steel chairs. That's his gimmick. That's his expertise. He's an artiste when it comes to smashing people with chairs. And so I gave him my phone. I said, put it in your hand. What do you think? He said, man, that's a little bit too big. And I have the iPhone 6 Plus, which is the same size, 5.5 inches diagonal. And he said it was too big for him. A pro wrestler said it was too big for his hand. So the two size form factors. Now, the iPhone 6S, which is the 4.7 upgraded model just announced, but the 4.7 model starts at $649 at 16 gigabytes. 64 gigs is $749. 128 gigabytes of storage is $849. And the gigabytes allow you to you know, store apps. The more memory you have, the more you can put on your phone. You know, kind of like those old floppy disks, which I used to use back in the day, regretfully. Could you imagine? I used to, you know, I didn't, but I could see people older than me at the time carrying them to class and thinking, man, you know, those are cool. And I would look at them and stare at them and play with the floppy disks. Jeez. Yeah, so the iPhone 6S pricing, pretty standard. The iPhone 6S Plus, which is the bigger 5.5-inch, the size that is too big for the wrestler's hand and uncomfortable, just too much, starts at 16 gigabytes of storage for $749. 64 gigs, which is the amount I have on my iPhone 6 Plus, not 6S Plus, but the just the regular 6. 64 gigs, $80. Wouldn't that be something? Whoa. $849. And then 128 gigabytes at $949. $1,000 damn near for a cell phone. I mean, that is intense. I don't know if I would ever pony up $1,000. I ponied up $850, so, I mean, there you go. I mean, damn near, right? You know, about that amount. But yeah, so the pricing is pretty standard, but they're offering a new way to pay this year that is going directly in the face of your AT&T or Verizon bill or T-Mobile or Sprint. Apple is competing with those carriers with a new deal. It's called their iPhone Upgrade Program, which allows you to upgrade your phone every single year, and instead of paying $749, if you qualify with credit, remember that's important, you know, you have a lot of young kids going into the store with no credit and trying to get these phones, and then they look like, you know, fools. So you don't want to do that. But they're offering a new way to pay where you make monthly installment payments on the phone, and at the end of the payments, you own the phone. And so the payments start at roughly $31 a month for the smaller 6S and go up to $50 a month on the iPhone 6S Plus, which is the 5.5-inch model and the biggest storage at 128 gigs. That's $50 a month. Not bad. That's on top of your wireless bill. Now, here's the thing. With that $50 a month comes... with the $50 a month comes AppleCare, the warranty that lets you send the phone back into Apple with basically almost any issue, and then they'll send you a new phone, you know, promptly. That comes with the $50 a month. I mean, that is a deal. That is a steal. T-Mobile and other carriers are sure to copy this so that they don't lose you, because guess what? If you go with the iPhone upgrade plan and you don't like T-Mobile, and you want to go to Sprint, or you don't like Verizon and you want to go to AT&T, your phone can do that. All you have to do is cancel the service and go to the new carrier. They are unlocked, which will be a huge benefit to a lot of people who want freedom from their wireless carrier, who say, you know what, T-Mobile's not working or whoever's not working, and being able to go to the next carrier. That is a huge, huge advantage. So that's the iPhone 6S, 6S Plus. Now, if you're going to ask me, I'm probably going to get the S6. All these 6 and S's have gotten me so confused. If you couldn't, if you haven't noticed thus far, I mean, it's very, it's a tongue twister. So I'm thinking about getting the iPhone 6S Plus, which is the big model. I like the bigger phone for me personally. I'm a bigger guy, so I like having, you know, that kind of phone in my hand. I had a smaller iPhone, and it just didn't work, so I like the bigger one, and I think I'm going to get it in silver So I'm not sure, but I'm on the fence. There's enough new features that are enticing, and I just like having the newest model. I know that's pathetic, but that's me. You're listening to Technology Matters. I'm Troy McDonald filling in for Christine Lazzaro. Thank you. If you stuck around this long, you're a really amazing person. So thank you for being amazing and staying tuned. Next, Apple TV. Apple announced a new set-top box, which allows you, if you connect the box to your television, access Hulu and Netflix and so many other web services, which is really cool. The price is a little steep. It's $149 and $159, I believe, for the Apple TV. And if not, correct me on Twitter. It's at the Troy McDonald if I got the pricing wrong there. So sorry. The Apple TV allows you to watch all these different shows and to be able to search. So literally, if you buy an Apple TV, you can press the remote and say, name movies with John Travolta in them. And it will list all the movies with John Travolta in them. Only the ones where he was dancing. So that leaves, what, one or two? Right? Grease and Saturday Night Fever. Grease, I hate to say, it's better to me. It's just more iconic. But and then you can go, if you don't know who's playing in the movie, you can stop the movie, and not stop the movie, but, you know, ask it while it's playing and say, who's in this movie? And without interrupting or stopping the video, it will let you know who the actors and actresses are in that movie. How many times have you been watching a movie, right? And you see, you know, an actor that, oh, you just can't put your finger on it who they are. Apple has solved that problem. So that might be worth it. Apple TV, that was the highlight of the show, right? Apple got TV right. They got TV right. Next, iPad Pro. They announced a giant iPad, which is basically a tablet with glass that allows you, I mean, if you don't know what an iPad is, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, it's everyone, you know someone who has one. 12.9 inches is the screen size. 5.6 million pixels, but who is the audience? Who wants a 13-inch iPad? I mean, it's a pound. Could you imagine that thing? You're watching a movie in bed and that thing hits you in the face? You're knocked out cold. You better have Life Alert. Okay, you know, or someone next to you to hit it for you, because you're knocked out cold if that thing hits you in the face. How many times have you been in bed, or, you know, you've dropped a phone, or you dropped something, a book, you know, you're reading, and you accidentally lose grip and it hits you in the face? That hurts. Just imagine glass and steel. You're knocked out cold. So who is the audience here? You know, who wants this? Starts at $700. That is a huge expense for something that could knock you out if you're not careful. So the iPad Pro starts at $700, can go up to more than $1,000 in how you configure it. They also announced an Apple Pencil, which is basically a stylus, which allows you to draw and write on the tablet. So you could literally make paintings on this thing. So I could see it with art schools and things of that nature, but for an average consumer, you know, and maybe a lot of professionals, you know, it just might not be the thing that works for them. But we'll see how the sales go on that, you know, going forward. Apple also announced two new models of the Apple Watch, the colors that everyone wanted at the cheaper price. They announced a gold Apple Watch and a rose gold, which is a kind of a pink salmon color watch. At the $349 and $399 price point, the Apple Watch allows you to check your Twitter, your text messages, everything right on your device, right on your wrist, and even make phone calls from your wrist. I mean, that's Jetsons right there. You can even look at photographs on your wrist. You know, a lot of people are going, why would you want to do that on your wrist? The screen is small. True. But it's Apple, so Apple gets away with marketing stuff that we don't even really need, I guess, or see that we need at this point. But they announced two new models in colors that I think will do much better. They introduced new color watch bands, because you can change what the bands look like. You can make it pink one day, you can make it blue, you can make it red, you can make it leather, you could just switch it up, and that's really cool. And the price point is good, $349, $399 with these two gold-colored. It's not gold. If you really want a gold Apple Watch, you'll have to pay $17,000, okay? So I'm not doing that. But if you want a gold-colored, you know, kind of like the rings that you'd see at the local department store in the front in the box, you know eventually it's going to wear off, you know, and show that green color, you know, underneath. Yeah, so, I mean, it's gold-colored, and those will be at $349 and $399. A lot of people, I think, will grab those. So that kind of takes us through the Apple event. They also had One Republic perform, which was a really cool band. They did a great job. So shout-outs to One Republic, who's probably not listening to this show, in Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties. So if they are, let me know on Twitter at the Troy McDonald if you're listening. That would be great. If I get a tweet from them, I swear, hilarious. It was a really big event, but again, there was nothing new, right? And the takeaway for me is that it seems that Apple is not innovating anymore. These features are features that other phones have. They have the ability to do 4K video. They have the ability. There's been companies that have had smartwatches for years before Apple got into the game. So Apple likes to sit and wait, right? They like to see if a market's going to blow up and if they can contribute, and then they jump in. If you would have told anyone in 2007 that everyone would be with a mini tablet with glass, right, and would be touching and texting all day in 2000 or 1980 or 1990, no one would say, oh, that's a great idea. No one wants to do that. They'd tell you you're crazy to come up with a phone like an iPhone or a touchscreen cell phone. They'd tell you, get out of here. Apple had the guts at that time to go ahead and make it happen. Now they're waiting for everyone else to jump in, and then once they see everything's okay and there is money to be made, then they jump in. And don't get me wrong, I love Apple. I have an iPhone. I have a MacBook Pro, a computer, which I love. I don't know how I lived without it. Either one of these things, to be honest. I mean, they are my life and my generation's life. We are connected to these devices unlike any human has been attached to any object before. We live and we love these devices, iPhone being the biggest player of them all. But there comes a time when you've got to step up, pick up your cojones, and innovate and come up with something brand new that people haven't seen before. I don't know if I've been shocked by anything this year. We'll see how the sales do. The iPhone's going to do well. It does well every year. Exceeds expectations. But the players in the game have gotten good. Samsung has a good phone. HTC has a pretty good phone. Sony, with their Xperia line, has a good cell phone. There's so many more options if you're in the space. There's so many more options if you're in the space looking for a good phone, which is what makes it great, right? There's competition. But you've got to innovate. You've got to do something people have never seen or heard before. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my time. 30 minutes. Technology matters. If I see you next time, that's cool. If not, Christine will be back here at her post. Until next time, I don't even have a saying. Like, I don't even have a cool saying. I need to get a cool saying here. Help me with a cool saying. At the Troy McDonald on Twitter. Don't forget, archived version of this episode on WGTD.org. It should be posted Monday. I will post it on Monday if you want to listen back. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Technology Matters with hosts Christine Lazzaro and Dave Snedeker.
Support for WGTD comes from the Racine Theater Guild, presenting Little Shop of Horrors, the hilarious 1950s musical sci-fi